This is Highly Social with Mike Eaton. Bitches, show Mike Eaton your titties.
Looking up and having like four rows of people looking at like...
What about being butt fucked by the entire football team?
Yeah. Well, I love that.
Oh, that's true. You're one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those fucking awesome guys.
Yeah, one of those cool dudes.
I'm sorry.
Do you think? Hold on. Do you think every gay guy would be...
Do you hang out with the football team? I don't think so.
Great boy.
Guess who's cooler than you?
Yeah.
Dude? The football team hangs in you, dude. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's called the mutual benefit.
You strike me more as a top. Are you a bottom?
I am a top, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not a bottom at all?
It's strictly what's easiest is my thing.
So Dylan Carlino was explaining this to me, that there are too many bottoms in the gay community. So even the gays have too many women.
And they just won't shut up. Yap, yap, yap. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
No, it's, I don't know. I feel like... Everybody kind of does a little bit of both. It's just about
sharing is caring.
It's vibes.
Yeah, it's vibes.
You
gotta be blacklisted pretty quick if you're a guy who won't give it up, right?
You have to have so much gear to be a bottom.
Gear?
Can I get more? Because
you gotta clean your butt out. You know, you gotta squirt water up there.
Yeah, enemas.
And it's just like you also have to like maybe not eat that day, take a lot of fiber, and I'm like, well,
can you do that?
No, that's exactly the point. It's like, maybe I'd be the best bottom, but I love lunch.
Yeah, lunch is good.
Yeah. What can I tell you?
This is a lunch-heavy group. All right.
Just a heavy group is kind of what it's...
Hey, welcome back to Highly Social.
What
2024 is off to a bang. We're brought to you today by The Creek in the Cave, best comedy club in Austin, Texas. Ooh. Shows and mics 7 days a week. Come on out. You know you want to. We're also brought to you by Golden Cricket. Save the world, eat crickets. They're bars, they're powders, they're good for you. Sean Strickland hates them, and he also is rude. So you will probably like them if you're a nice person. We're also brought to you by Crescent Canna. Crescent-canna.com. Use code Eaton for 10% off site-wide. Get some legal weed.
You can't even taste the bugs.
Yeah.
It's like the most important part.
Are there crickets in the weed?
No, those are two separate companies. There are no crickets in the weed. Okay. I would like to express there are no crickets.
There are crickets in the food.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
So but this is a body by crickets?
No. If I ate crickets, I would be much smaller, I assume. Okay.
Eli's body is a body by crickets.
Yeah, Eli Halpert is a body by crickets. Yeah. Okay. I'm not.
Looks pretty good.
Today we're joined by two illustrious guests. Welcome back, Darian Irwin. And for the first time on Highly Social, it's Scott Fillmore.
Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
All right. And then that's all the serious stuff about it. Just fun time again. So you were saying you're gay?
Look, whatever I got to do to get booked. All right. I've got a comedy career I'm trying to work out.
Do you think that actually happens? Because we all joke about it. Like all the straights were like, oh, what if I just pretend to be gay to get booked more?
I'm sure if I was hotter, it would be happening more. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he is not the gay they're looking for.
If you're like a twink, if you're a twink comic, you know, maybe that's happening. But very few comedy bookers are like, no girls. Also, give me this big husky 30-year-old. That's, let's make him a star.
Yeah, I'm always curious about how that works because, like, I don't know, I could never lie for long because I would end up just being drunk and being honest on stage.
Well,
I'm not even gay.
Well, it's also like if I was,
but also if you were to say you're not gay, nobody would believe that.
Dude, last night this girl here told me that she doesn't think I'm gay. I'm more Santa. I was like, oh, that's even meaner.
Santa's a sexuality.
Like, you're jolly. You're like jolly happy.
I get
you're
jolly
more Santa than gay
all the time. I'll straight up be on Grindr trying to like
grind,
get connected to fellas.
Yeah.
And I'll
get connected to fellas.
Make new friends. Yeah. But I get two types of messages so consistently, which is little skinny guys that'll message me like, hey, I'm not attracted to you. I don't want to have sex with you. But will you come over and cuddle with me?
That's so lame.
Because you look like just such a big teddy bear.
That's gay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll come over and cuddle. You know what's happening after that. Yeah.
Daddy's just charging a fee.
That's weird and strange. But then I get this other group of guys that are like too into it, being the fatty, where they'll be like, hey, come over. I want you to fart all night. Like, I want to feed you beans. I want you to take your shirt off, and I want to oil up your belly.
This happens regularly?
Dude, I mean, like, twice a month. I get.
How long is this date too? Because you got to feed somebody beans at lunch. Well, I've never followed
through.
That's a lot of planning.
Yeah, nothing gets me hornier than like some guy sniffing my fart. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Like. Yeah, so.
I don't think I'd be able to fuck someone that was into that.
Yeah, well,
like, even if they're hot, you'd have to be so hot for me.
What's the weirdest thing you've been asked to do?
I think I might have it in my messages right now.
Oh hell yeah!
Now we're into it.
Yeah. It was like because I get fat guy. Fetish.
Yeah, because I started getting those on OnlyFans. It's been weird. Like I have guys.
Yeah, you get people.
There's
that
a dude who's married with children.
I forget.
Married
you have
to
an
a
OnlyFans.
Lady with children. And so he'll like comment on my comedy posts on there, and then he'll send me messages like, "Are you willing to do nudes for money?"
I've gotten that.
So, does your wife know?
Mine does. Yeah, sorry, yeah, that was me.
She's the one. It's her credit card that you're using. Yeah. I hope she knows.
Can't say much else.
let's see if I can find this.
I don't think I've had too many weird things. I don't get requests from ladies. Usually they're just like, sure, I'll do this.
But do you get hit up by guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing is like gay
guys
men,
are so horny.
Every gay man believes every straight man has a price.
100%.
Which I think is hilarious.
I think it's also true.
I was going to say, as a straight man, I think every straight man has a price.
Well, some is higher than others.
What's the most common game straight guys play with each other? Like,
what would you
How much less for you suck a dick?
Yeah.
And then
I'm firmly planted at a million.
I was going to say basketball.
Dollars? Yeah.
You telling me if I drop 10 grand cash?
Nah.
That's
not worth it.
I don't believe
10
you.
10 grand isn't worth the memories.
Well, let me drug you. I was going to. Come on, Mike, please. Okay, here's
You don't have 10 grand.
Shut up.
You bought that awesome jacket instead.
Yeah, this is $40.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was a great deal.
Came with 10 grams of cocaine. okay, here's the message. It was, sorry if this is weird. I just want to strip you, tie you up, get a loaf of bread, and beat you with it. Can I rub your belly?
What's with the rub the belly shit?
I don't know.
What'd you do, me?
I'm sorry. Belly, I've gotten... What's with the bread?
Yeah.
Just forward that to me. It's,
yeah,
that sounds like a great
Darren's
time.
Darren's like, can I keep the bread after?
That's amazing. Yeah. Are we making sandwiches?
They're going to be so mad when I keep trying to take bites of it while they're eating me.
I don't think they'll be mad.
Yeah, they love to watch.
Yeah, they'd probably be stoked.
Oh my god,
it's a weird world to live in, boys. Weird
world. I mean, that is the best situation if you're like kidnapped by like a serial killer. Is he's like, I want to feed you and rub your belly. Like,
that just might be the best situation that he could be in.
Like,
even
you just
if he wasn't
be my
kidnapped.
Girlfriend, I guess.
Yeah, like, I guess I'll stay.
Oh no, can we watch movies?
That's why he's happy. Scott's a happy guy. Everyone knows Scott's a happy guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Darian thinks I'm happy.
No, not in reality.
No,
right?
Yeah,
I get that. That's not what we're talking about.
But on the surface, you come across
as happy and whatever, and that's because you're gay. Because if you were straight, your life would be a nightmare.
It's true. It's true.
All right.
Yeah.
As a straight guy, his life is a nightmare.
Well, yeah.
Darian, stop selling homosexuality better than me.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to sell it, dude. It sells itself.
That's a faulty thing. Like, hey, guys, you ever tried being happy? It's pretty cool.
The rules.
You guys want to hang out after this? Not either you or my type.
Yeah. So that's the thing, though, is that the only people... So they're either hitting me up anonymously, which freaks me out because what if it's one of my boys? That would be a hilarious prank to pull on Mike. Send me $20, get a picture of me thinking I look hot.
Yeah.
And then just be like, look at this fucking idiot. They're
like, you guys see Mike sent me his dick, dude.
Yeah, so look
it's hilarious.
Yeah. So like that would be like a funny prank to pull. So it's like, damn.
Would that be? That'd be so
that'd be
cruel.
So
yeah,
mean.
It's very
that'd
mean,
be
but
so
it's
so mean.
I've had bad friends.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Well, I got paranoid about it back in my old city. I lived in Salt Lake. There was a guy that had a fake Grindr account. But his whole thing is he tries to catfish pedophiles.
Ooh.
So he sets up accounts pretending to be like an underage kid.
And you're like, I keep falling for it.
Nice try. You might be Colin. That's the only reason I'm not. but he was like, I have a Grindr account. I'm pretending to be 16. And I was just like, that makes me weird. Because like, even if we don't message each other,
Him seeing you on Grindr, there is crazy.
You can see everybody's account. You can look at their pictures.
The carousel.
I'm like, I don't like that he has access to like that.
I think we talked about this on the biking trip because this was a lane of like Instagram that started showing up for me out of nowhere, which was these guys who are like vigilante. There's something
like pedo hunters?
Yeah, but there's something weird about them.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that's been my whole thing is like...
That's been your whole thing?
with this guy is like... Because he gets all these props and his videos are blown up and stuff.
Sure.
And like, whatever, like... Less pedophiles on the street, that's always net positive.
Yes, that's the conundrum.
I would rather them be on the street. They can't fuck kids there.
That's the conundrum. That's the conundrum about this.
Because, I'm right there with you. Yeah. Like, he's not doing it because he hates pedophiles.
Yeah.
He's doing it because he found a group of people he's legally allowed to like cyberbully and get attention and views from.
Yeah.
The one guy
and it
who
just
kept...
so happens that like, yeah, it's pedophiles, so nobody's ever going to like get mad at you. Mm-hmm. But like,
dude, the
he
one
doesn't
guy...
care. If he was allowed to...
So it would be like the first person that does a mass shooting at like the Springboro
like
Baptist.
Rally,
yeah.
The one guy who kept showing up for me had this thing. His like gimmick would be that he would always make them bring food and then he would eat it in front of them while he was like, and that's, everyone thinks it's all funny, but this is such a weird power.
So the
fucking,
guy I know, his whole thing is he does a game show with these guys.
Okay.
He convinces them to meet up with him, and it is objectively really funny.
I kind of like that.
And the videos go viral, and I've watched a bunch of them. I'm like, this is really
pretty
funny.
Awesome,
this is really funny. But it's called the Newlyped game.
Yep, I love him already. This guy fucking rules.
Shout out Colin Shoemaker.
You're a genius.
We were just talking shit about you.
Yeah.
But also, here's a plug.
Yeah.
But his whole thing is he catfishes pedophiles. He convinces them to meet up in real life. And then he shows up in like a suit and a tie.
Yeah.
With like background music. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, welcome. You were texting underage children. So we've got 5 trivia questions. If you can answer 3 out of 5 questions correctly, we will not call the police.
That's crazy.
Does he call the police every time?
It doesn't matter if they win. He always calls the police.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
The cops have like
asked him. Yeah, this is almost more cruel.
Yeah. No. I like it.
The cops
now.
Have asked him to like stop. They're like, hey, dude, like. These are really like potentially volatile.
The cops have asked him to stop.
Could
you stop doing the Newlyped game?
It's one thing if you're like a militia guy. It's like we got 10 guys with AR-15s. They're gonna meet this pedophile up and like take him to the courthouse.
But when it's
another thing when it's an open micer who's like, hey, isn't this hilarious?
Dude,
I'm like, you're gonna get murdered, dude. You're gonna get straight killed.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's so funny. What a cool way to die.
It's so funny.
Killed by a pedophile because you tried to make him play a game and then they answer the questions right. He goes, I got it fucking right.
So funny, dude.
He's like,
the crazy
this
thing
isn't
is,
a game.
The crazy
I'm
thing
here to fuck kids.
Is that, like, there's a trend where I've noticed a lot of the guys that like fall for it and meet up are like genuinely like mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
They are just retarded guys that have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me sad about like Dateline. Like, the whole thing makes me sad. It makes me sad that it's entertainment.
Yes. Well, that's what makes
you imagine being a kid so stupid you fall in love with a retarded guy?
That it's, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
But also, that's what makes me feel bad is it feels like entrapment where it's like a lot of these guys, it feels weird to be on this hill. Where it's like, because I'm not defending pedophiles.
Exactly. No. Yeah.
I am not at all. But
okay.
Some of them, it's like you feel like, well, if this was a real girl,
do you
this would
just
have
time
never
stamp
happened.
This just in case.
Well, and it's, please. To me, the gross thing about all of this is like, yes,
the kid fucking?
Obviously, somebody should be taking the initiative to get these guys off the street.
It's a real conundrum.
But the fact that. So the person doing it is turning it into content.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle called it. He rapes, but he saves.
Yeah.
It's a superhero that's
but
a bad person.
I just think it's so gross. To me, it's like smacks of like the Roman Coliseum. Like, yeah, we're going to watch these guys like kill each other for entertainment.
I want hand-to-hand pedophile combat.
Oh, yeah. Pedophiles killing each other. Go for it. But like,
super into that.
But I just think it's like, it's not about
if they win,
these
they get
guys
a kid.
Being good or bad. It's about it's about why we watch stuff like societally. Yeah. Like, there's millions of people like watching this. and getting, it's a TV show to him. It's they're not thinking about the victims. They're not thinking about the lives that are impacted. It's purely just.
That's what made me sad about it the most. Was the existential. It's gross, like, dude. We're all watching this. Yeah. We're watching the worst.
Well, it's like orders.
Yeah, but what are they going to watch? This podcast? Like, come on.
I know.
Yeah, but we all volunteered to be here.
Yeah. That's what you think. Come on in, Colin.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's like, you guys are going to do a podcast with a 15-year-old boy.
Heath Cordes shows up.
It would be incredible if Heath had been like an undercover agent so this whole time and was actually 15.
Like he is.
It was just like, I got all of you motherfuckers.
Those are my favorite. Yeah. We did the roast. My favorite thing was, I was like, oh, like he got fired from To Catch a Predator because he wasn't hot enough.
Yeah. That's that roast so, was so
it
fun.
It makes me laugh so much just thinking like somebody professionally, like, what's his name? Chris Hansen, like, we need hotter kids.
Yeah. you're not really pulling, Heath. I cannot remember the last time I laughed as hard as watching the clip of Heath getting laid.
Oh, my God.
Calling the girl up on stage and shouting, Celia, Celia, Celia. And then her getting up there and going, my name is actually Cynthia.
Incredible. Incredible.
And so that's the funniest moment ever.
I was with him that night before they hooked up. We were all at Sunset.
So she came out to Sunset?
Dude, he had 3 girls on a roster. He's like, I'm getting laid tonight.
3? She was the best?
That's who he went with.
Whoa! Wait,
Celia Contreras?
It's not her. Yeah, okay. No, so yeah. When he was chanting Celia, I expected Celia Contreras to walk out.
That would
like,
be incredible.
That's why she quit drinking.
That would be so great.
Yeah, she
just quit drinking. I was like, that would make sense.
That was a new side to Heath that I, because we're buddies, like, hanging out. And I'd never seen, like,
horny
pussy hound Keith.
Yeah.
Keith was so funny to me. Of just him being like the most toxic version of a guy trying to get laid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is so fun.
And it's just, it like visually, it's still just like a horny kid.
Well, and like,
let's go, little guy.
He got laid that night and everything. And then now he's still on it. He's like, I did it once, I can do it again. And now he's like,
he stopped standing over, bent. He's like standing up straight now.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. He's dressing better. Yeah. He's got AirPods.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
he's growing up.
Dude, pussy hound. Heath is so funny. It's my favorite.
Dude, I hope he gets laid forever. That's so
forever
cool.
And ever. He should. He deserves it. He's a sweetie.
It does like concern me though, like about like I get like women want to fuck him for clout, and that makes sense.
Sure.
But like visually, I've seen like some of these other people, like when they look very young, there's something going on there with their partners. Right?
Sure, but it's hard too because it's like
I don't think women fuck me unless they have damage. Like, that's unless you got diddled by
yes, it
all
is
the
hard.
Guys that are into me have daddy issues. Yeah. And I've just had to come to terms with like, it's not about me. It's about it's about Greg in Minnesota.
Yeah, dude. Fat dads have gotten me so much puss, dude.
Hey, shout out fat dads. Thank
shout
you guys.
Out fat dads. We fucking love you, fat dads.
Yeah, you guys should be more strict, actually.
Yeah, tell
no
your
daughter of mine.
Tell your daughters that you hate sucking dick.
No that's son of mine does ribbon dancing.
Wait a minute. That's a thing that I thought would start happening that has not happened in my life.
What?
Which is girls with
daddy
that I
issues?
Look like their dad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whose dad's 6'8"?
That's true. God damn it.
And cool as hell.
Oh, my dad's
cool
a mountain?
As shit.
Yeah.
And cool as hell, dude.
I guess I'm too chill.
You could fuck Ethan Suplee's daughter.
I gotta be more. Yeah.
You have to wait on that one, but man, is she gonna be into it?
Ooh, I don't like a countdown being part of it. That makes me sad.
Well, it's just because.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Shoemaker.
How old is Ethan Suplee's daughter?
I don't know. I don't even know if he has one.
Okay.
I'd imagine he has to.
Yeah, he seems like
he's been famous for a while.
Yeah,
they usually have kids at some point.
He's a Scientologist.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
As a Mormon, that's crazy.
Yeah. Did you get like fully balls deep in Mormonism?
Yeah, I was raised in it and everything.
Whoa.
I was a missionary for 2 years. Yeah.
So that you were you really in Ukraine?
Yeah, 2 years.
No way.
Yeah, it was wild. Wild time.
You look Ukrainian.
No.
I really don't.
No, you do.
What, did you eat all of the borscht?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like, yeah, I caused the potato famine.
Yeah, that's Ireland. That's my
Shut
people.
Shut the fuck up.
It's my people.
He could be you.
Oh, yeah,
be
they
Eastern
don't have potatoes
European.
In Russia. What do you think vodka's made out of?
That's a great point. What is it Kiev or Kiev?
Kiev, yeah.
Kiev. So is that where you were?
I was southern Ukraine, So the Florida. Region
I was in the Miami.
I was in the Ukrainian Keys. The region is called Dnipropetrovsk.
Gross.
But I spent almost the entire time of my mission, almost 2 years, in the peninsula called the Crimea.
Oh, the bad part.
The best
part.
That
sounds like an STD.
Crimea, it's on the Black Sea. It's beautiful. It's like the
But that's where all the fighting is right now.
That's
right?
Where it started. So I from 2012 to 2014 I was over there.
Wow. Did you have to ride a bike?
No, we just took the bus everywhere.
Okay.
But I came home after doing my time, and then
why would you have to ride a bike?
Literally they 3 love weeks. Bikes.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's like really? A big, well, in the States, it's a big thing.
They ride their bikes everywhere.
What states?
The United America. States.
Well, in the United States, riding a bike is a big thing.
For Mormon missionaries.
Okay, yeah, okay, Mormon yeah. missionaries.
I thought you were talking about for Ukrainians. I was like, are they really into cycling?
No.
Yeah.
They're really into getting bombed.
Yeah, I got home, and then literally three weeks later, Russian troops got sent into the Crimea, and they annexed that whole peninsula.
Holy shit.
So now it's Russia.
So they beat you at missionarying by a lot.
They sure. They basically are like, oh, boy.
They saw what you were doing. They're like, we will do better.
Did they kick you guys out?
They kicked all the Mormon missionaries. Wow. Well, it was a war zone, so the church like pulled everybody out. They were like, we can't.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, we're 19, 20-year-old kids.
That'd look bad.
We shouldn't be in war zones unless we're in the U.S. military. Then it's okay.
Yeah. Are you guys, is that encouraged?
No.
They don't encourage fighting for your right to party or whatever?
No, Mormons are like, serve God, not your country. This is kind of a.
I like that.
That's kind of a thing.
All of the Mormons. So I grew up with there was a pretty, like for a suburban Texas town, a pretty heavy Mormon population. Sure, probably had 40.
Mormons flock to like conservative states.
Yeah, so it was a wealthy suburb, and we had probably a dozen of them that were involved with Sikorsky Helicopter, who also has a huge base in Salt Lake City. See, so all these execs moved here.
That is a weird connection people don't really know about, is like the military, like not the active service, but like the corporate part of the military, and then intelligence, CIA, FBI, all heavily recruit from Mormon missionaries that serve in and learn the language of.
Yeah, if you'll believe this countries. Shit, you'll listen to us for sure.
I mean, like, I know a couple guys that got recruited into CIA to be not to be like agents, but to be like analysts, guys that are translating.
It's wild.
But military contractors bring Mormons in. There's like a something about like the corporate world that really likes Mormons because they don't drink. They're pretty conservative generally. Mm-hmm. They're pretty like reserved and keep to themselves. And so it's like kind of makes the ideal.
It's a great employee. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But and we had so a bunch of that was where I was introduced to them with like the first time I was over at this girl's house and I saw their pantry and the number of cans that they had.
Yeah. Food. Like food
it
storage.
Was she had one sister and it was a mom and dad and they ate out most nights. Mm-hmm. Or had like a chef cook themselves because they were rich.
Jesus, yeah.
And then they still had a pantry with at least a month's worth of food for 10 people. I mean, it was insane.
The suggestion from leadership is that every Mormon household should have at least 2 years worth of food storage.
Whoa.
Canned goods, dried goods, things that like in an emergency, you could.
That's just a good plan.
Well, exactly. Well,
that's the thing about the Mormons.
It seems crazy, but it's also like.
No, my pops lives in Salt Lake, you know what I mean? Which is like the Mecca for Mormons. And the way he talks about the community there, and then anytime I'm there, there's so much about it that does fucking rule.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the grid system in Salt Lake.
The grid system.
So Salt Lake is the best laid out city in America.
They take care of each other.
Yeah.
Like if there's like a big storm and like shit's like blown all over everybody's yards, the Mormons come out and just like clean up the
community.
They're
the Amish 2.0.
Well, that's been
they
that's,
are the Amish
that's
2.0.
That's my thing is like I left Mormonism for a bunch of different reasons.
You went from Mormon to Mormon.
I've always been about those men. But I
clip it.
A lot of people when they leave any religion, they kind of turn around, they go, fuck that. I hate these things. I hate these people. But for me, like everyone I know and love is a devout Mormon, my whole family. And I was able to kind of focus on like, look, like I don't believe this. I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
However, I can't deny a lifetime of experience of being around these people and knowing that they're like genuinely are good people that care about others.
I think there's
going out of their way to like do service and help out. Like,
I think there's no indication. There's no more indication that you were fucking up in the group than when you leave and turn around and talk shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
It wasn't them. Dude, it was you.
There's a whole like.
Yeah, like when people leave cults.
Well, there's a whole community of Mormons that leave the church that become like YouTubers.
Yeah, the ex-Mormons.
And influencers, and their whole, they make money off of like talking shit.
One of them took a body cam and snuck in and did the cool secret handshakes behind the thing.
Ooh, that's really, really taboo. Really not cool.
I know. Like, we're not even supposed to know.
I don't talk
about
about the temple stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't believe in it, but it's like, it's so serious and so.
That's exactly. It's the same way.
Intense, and it's like.
It's so cool.
It is. It is interesting. But
it's so crazy that white people have such a culture that, and it's that.
It's not even that I like think I'll go to hell or something. It's like if my parents ever saw a video of me like talking about temple
it's
stuff.
It's just rude.
They'd never talk to me again. Yeah. Like, they'd be so sad.
I won't bring it up anymore. But it fascinated me to watch.
No, but I get it. Yeah, it is really because it really
everyone is super. They're so open and forthcoming about everything else that when they're like, we have our secrets.
Well, exactly.
They're like, oh.
When I grew up.
Tell me your Mormon secrets.
I grew up. My whole life being Mormon, and there's stuff in the temple that they like talk about that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's really intense.
I had, there were two guys that were in my grade that were twins, and they were just the nicest, most wholesome people. And I bullied them for like a month or two, and they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like I would like make fun of them and be like, Mike, you're such a rascal.
You old son of a gun. You need help moving on Saturday?
Yeah, it was Tyler and Tanner. And then like I would ask them if they'd seen TV shows and they're like, we only are allowed to watch PG stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're like, guys, you're 16.
They're
like you
sweeties.
Can watch.
They're little sweeties.
So they came over to my house and they brought one of their elders with them. Ooh. And I had a movie theater in my house. And so they brought over the movie with like the cool story.
Oh, yeah, the first... First Vision or something.
It's something like that, but it's
Joseph
like
a, Smith. Though,
it's right? Yeah, but it's a really well done.
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute like fully
it,
produced.
It was longer than that, but we watched that, and then we watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for like 30 minutes.
Amazing.
I'm high as a fucking kite, laughing, having the best time. They're all sober as can be, and just like this fucking rips.
He's
we're
so
watching
long.
It in the theater. Yeah, like
that's so great. I love the idea of like in a recliner chair with popcorn watching that video.
Yeah, in my dad's so mansion. Funny. I'm just like.
Tee-hee.
But so they all leave. They try and get me to sign up. I'm like, no, guys, but this was really cool. Thank you. I appreciate you. They ride away on their bikes. And like maybe a month or so later, I got a voicemail from Elder Matthews. Mm. And
the follow up. I know that move.
But it's to this day the craziest voicemail. It just turn around every now and then I get up. So he sings the whole thing. The whole turnaround part. He goes, hey, Mike, this is Elder Matthews. Just wanted to call and check in on you. Thank you. Love you. Bye. And I just remember getting a voicemail of him singing Bright Eyes and then saying, thank you, love you, bye. And be like, what the he knows where I live. Like, fuck.
I got chills from that. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I would never have done something like that.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So I never joined.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that's it.
It wasn't the no coffee.
Yeah.
No booze.
They didn't pitch any of that.
Oh, well, good.
Well, and I was, 16, so they didn't even know
they
I was doing cool
they usually wait until
drugs.
They're friends with you before they bring that up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, also the everything you love, got to get rid of it.
No mas. Did you adhere to all of that stuff for a while?
Can I have a sip of your drink?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I live by all the rules.
Yeah?
For most of my life. Nazdorovia.
Ukrainian.
I learned Russian, actually.
Why?
Is that Czechoslovakian?
It's the predominant language in the region that I lived. It's Russian.
Are there any cool slurs over there that we don't have here?
Oh, I mean, yeah, whole language.
What are their names?
I know, like, Yat and stuff like that. There's
Burak, Blyat.
Blyat! That's a good one. What does Blyat mean?
Just fuck. Like
shit. Oh, damn. I see, like, some of the
blyat
memes.
Blyat is just, like, the textbook expletive of just, like, fuck.
Okay.
Like, shit.
Suka
is bitch. It's like a pretty intense insult. Okay.
Suka?
Mat.
Mat. Yeah. Mat Boyd.
All of
just taking shots at Mat Boyd for no reason.
It's his name.
Mat just means mother, but it's when you stank it.
Ooh.
It's like saying motherfucker, but you're just saying mother.
Ooh. Like a Glenn Danzig thing.
It's pretty intense.
Mother!
And that's the worst one. That's like everybody will be joking around teaching the Americans like swear words, and then one of us will be like, mop. And they're like, don't you fucking, don't do it.
Ooh.
Dude, I met a bunch of really scary people. Because like after the fall of the Soviet Union, they didn't, there's like huge regions that didn't have like good government.
Yeah.
And so organized crime kind of stepped up and like became the government. That's like the mob became the government of Ukraine.
And yeah, it was, and then Bert Kreischer helped them. Yeah, the machine.
Oh, I love that lie.
The machine. You think it's a lie?
I totally think it's a lie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Say more.
I have my opinions. I'm not going to... Hey, Bert, I'd love to work with you.
Of course, but you're not going to, so tell us your opinions.
I just...
He's not going to perform here. He does arenas.
His whole thing is like, I'm hanging out with all these mobsters, like, they love me, they want to hang out with me. Here's the thing. Is the church, as a missionary, the church works with the mob.
Ooh!
Which is twist. Nuts.
Yeah, it is.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Because...
They run it.
Well, and also there's a lot of things that missionaries are trying to do in Ukraine that, like, aren't technically with... it's not against the law, but it's not within the law.
Okay.
Like renting. You're not really supposed to rent an apartment as a non-citizen.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. That didn't.
That's how I feel here.
But you know, we've got a couple hundred missionaries that live in Ukraine. They need some place to live. We can't have them be in a hotel, so we rent apartments and we kind of cycle guys through different ones. And in a lot of these places, the go-between landlords and the church is organized crime. You have these mobsters that will like approach people and be like, "Okay, we have these guys. You're not going to ask questions." We have these two guys. What is? Oh, hello. We have these two guys whose names on everything that you'll never see.
Yes, Boris and Boris.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like the, you know, it's they're not doing anything shady or anything, but it's just like, but organized crime is so a part of everything that you can't really do anything without kind of having to go through them.
I literally just watched Gangs in New York today. You're speaking my fucking language.
Love that movie.
It's the first time I ever saw it.
Oh, it's so good.
I've never seen it before.
You've never seen... Wow.
Yeah.
It's so long.
But I missed, so good. Dude, it was so long.
It's so long.
But it, so that's the thing is I missed most pop culture.
Yeah.
Because I had single working parents on both sides. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have anybody showing me old shit.
Sure.
So I
just found
contemporary shit. Yeah. And then when I like missed stuff, like I don't want to watch a serious movie. I went into serious stuff. So then there was no point where I would have like sat down and watched a serious movie.
That's so funny.
I'm a retarded clown.
I got into that movie.
You should hear his music. My
because,
music.
Because a girlfriend of mine in high school, her two favorite movies were Gangs of New York and Boondock Saints.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I guess my girlfriend is a
what's this girl's cool guy. Yeah.
I was going to say, what's this girl's name? Jesus Christ.
She's rad and she's married. And
seems awesome.
I won't say more, but it was so funny. I'd go over to her house all the time. And she'd be like, let's fool around. I was like, or we could watch a movie.
Or.
And she'd be like, snacks. I got just the movie. It's pretty funny.
Dude, Daniel Day-Lewis might be the best actor ever.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah,
good. I didn't even realize it was him for a lot of the movie.
I'm a Nick Cage guy.
Butcher?
Nick Cage? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think Nick Cage, so I've only seen the second half of Con Air.
Okay.
I was
very strange thing to say.
I was scrolling through channels in Vegas, and then I saw Dave Chappelle and Nick Cage with long hair. It was like,
who's Dave Chappelle?
I forgot he was in that comedian. Movie.
my autism flared up hard. I was like, Darren for sure knows who Dave Chappelle is.
Who's Jake Chappell? I don't know that guy.
I don't know who that is, but. So the second half of that movie was great, but I think the only time I've seen Nicolas Cage do really great acting and thought like, oh, this is like an incredibly impressive role was the movie where he doesn't speak, where he fights all of the animatronic figures.
Oh, fuck, what is that called?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now either, but it was insanely good.
It's like Mr. Pee-Pee's Playhouse or something.
It's something like, dumb like that.
Yeah.
Fuck, it ripped.
Dude, have you seen
Are
Mandy?
Are you talking about Schindler's List?
Yes, yeah.
Have you seen Mandy?
No.
Oh, incredible. Incredible.
Mandy?
It's
okay.
It's so good. It's insane. It's like a acid trip movie. It's nuts.
Did you see Renfield?
Hated it.
All right. Willy's Wonderland. Was
That's what it is, yeah. Pee-Pee's Playhouse.
I feel like you live in Willy's Wonderland. All right.
All right.
I'm trying, dude.
Yeah. Edward Norton's an amazing actor. I think Brad Pitt's probably my favorite. Everything I see him in is so good.
So hot.
Bullet Train? Holy shit.
He's the only actor that I genuinely am like, he's hotter with age.
Yeah. He's aged so well. Dude,
oh my God. Bullet Train Fight Club
Brad
so
Pitt
hot.
Is not as hot no. as recent Brad. Like Ocean's 11 Brad Pitt.
If you
Pitt,
gave me a choice between Fight Club Brad Pitt and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Brad Pitt, where he's on the roof fixing the antenna, he takes a shot. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I sweat through that.
I was in a theater full of people watching that, and I felt every single male, female, every genital everything. In that room got
no, wonky. Dude. When he beats the shit out of that guy, he makes him change the tire.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to prison for no underage pussy.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, that's my guy right there.
Brad Pitt does it for me. I don't know.
Jeff Goldblum. Actually. I'm more attracted to Jeff Goldblum.
Your dad looks just like Jeff Goldblum.
What? Yeah.
No, he doesn't. No. That's not your dad.
Show me your dad.
No, it is. He looks just like
your
Jeff
Goldblum. Your dad looks like Frosty the fucking Snowman.
My dad should look like the Blob from the X-Men, but instead,
your dad's the marshmallow guy from Ghostbusters.
Jeff Goldblum's wild, dude. He's got like a hot young wife and a new baby, and he's
can't face him.
Oof, I'm crushing.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
I'm not.
I'm trying to find a good picture of my dad. Here's him wearing my merch.
Oh. I thought your dad was a weather balloon.
I don't see Jeff Goldblum at all.
No, that was crazy.
No?
Zero. No. Zero. Literally
I think
zero.
You're seeing an old man and you're like, yeah, that's Jeff Goldblum.
No, it's like a thing that I've heard for a decade or more.
By who? What?
Other people that have met my dad.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the picture, but
people have told me growing up my dad looked like Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Pierce Brosnan because one of the first videos I had with titties in it was the Thomas Crown Affair. And I would just wore out that part of the movie.
That's funny.
That and Doc Hollywood or Doc Holliday, whatever it was called.
I don't even know.
Captain Ron, maybe?
From Tombstone?
I don't know.
Doc Holliday's in Tombstone.
Oh, yeah, yes. Doc Holliday.
Yeah, played by Val Kilmer.
So good.
Very good.
Oh, did I just rewatch that
Val Kilmer, like he seems like he was on an arc where he should have become what Brad Pitt is now.
Yeah,
but did you see him in the new Top Gun? He's retarded.
He has throat cancer.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, actually. Is he retarded or is he just being a hero, being in this movie while he's actually dying?
He's not a hero.
Yeah.
He's not a hero.
I love Val. You ever see Willow?
No.
His old fantasy movie? Hell of a time.
Really?
This guy's seen Willow. You love it, dude.
Some pieces. I was high.
Yeah.
What?
I've missed a lot of movies.
Okay, we'll fix
his
that.
Taste in movies and music will infuriate you. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I like it personally. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's your taste.
I love it.
Over here. Well, I'm out.
I'll go get his drinks. What do you guys want?
Oh, I'd love a water.
I'll take another White Claw.
Thank you, dude. I'm sorry.
Tequila and soda, please.
Tequila?
Tequila and soda? Now that dad's gone, we can go.
You guys
want to
kiss a little bit? What do you guys?
I shouldn't talk about movies because my taste is dog shit. But I'm watching The Godfather for the first time. Next week.
Wow. Okay.
So that should be exciting. I just watched Rocky for the first time.
Never seen Rocky.
What did you think of it?
It's bad. It's a bad movie. It's a bad film, and the people that like it are bad. It's the same way I felt when I watched the first Top Gun. If you have to talk to me about a piece of art and you have to use for its time, that means it's bad.
Yeah.
Top Gun was not art.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Top Gun was gay military propaganda.
Yes.
Yeah, if you look at it for what it is, it's a fun movie.
No, Tom Cruise is rapey as hell.
Yeah.
That's common with Rocky, too. Rocky's rapey as hell. You thinking about Top Gun?
I just said the longest yes I did. Yes, gay military propaganda.
Yeah, it's weird. The new one was great, though.
The new one was also gayer, though.
You think football is gayer than volleyball?
Oh, my God. So hot.
The way they did it, yeah.
It was pretty gay.
Yeah.
I liked double quarterbacks. I thought that was cool. I was more interested in the football aspect of it. I was like, well, it would be a cool team building exercise with the boys.
Yeah.
With the fellas.
Yeah.
Sit the showers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you do sports growing up?
Yeah. I was a varsity wrestler.
Did you guys do group showers?
Oh, yeah.
Was that like free-for-all for you? Was that like the best thing of all time?
No, cool, because, dude, in high school, I was so scared of being gay. Like, I pushed it down so hard. I was, like, dating chicks. Like,
but you know,
I was always trying to get laid so
that
people would never suspect. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I was like, if I was ever in a situation like the locker room or anything, I was like, I've got to be the straightest one here.
Whoa. So me and my best friend had a thing that we did. There was like three or four guys ended up joining us, but we would run in from practice and we would have a race to see who could get naked fastest. See, and we thought it was funny. I just always imagine like, if someone on this team is gay, this has got to be the coolest thing that's ever happened in their whole life. That was a bunch of guys running in like, who can get naked the fastest? Weirdest, whoa!
It's like, oh my God, I can't even believe this is real.
My whole life growing up was that because teenage boys are so gay.
Yeah.
With each other. It's wild. And when you're like actually closeted, like terrified that people will find out that you are gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird and confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hot tub growing up. And like, if you're 14, 15, 16, and you've got a couple buddies in the hot tub and the parents are in bed.
Someone's getting naked.
Everybody's getting naked.
Yeah.
And it's never the gay kid that'd be like, we should all get our dicks out. It's always like,
just one of the dicks. Like, it's like, let's get crazy. Naked.
Yeah. And then it's everybody's got their dicks out and everybody's doing truth or dare and everybody's doing like gay stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just remember having so many times growing up where I was like, all of my friends are naked in my hot tub right now. And I feel like it's like a police sting operation.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, as soon as
it's too good to be true.
As soon as I get a boner, somebody's going to see in the headset like, we got him, boys. Like, fucking man. SWAT teams
coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
Here, Justin, hit this. All right, when you come back.
Uh-oh.
Half that joint, too.
Oh!
But yeah, I just remember being like, if I play along.
Because there were times for me where, like, we would have a bunch of girls over at the house. Like, we had a spring break where my parents went to Italy.
Mm,
so I had the literal whole mansion to myself for 9 days.
Italy.
Yeah. Italia. And, you know, it was fucking incredible. I mean, we had parties, but we'd have different cycles of girls every night because it was me and my two best friends, and we'd have, like, three or four girls come over. Sometimes invite another dude over if he brought chicks and stuff. And there would be times where, like, we would be upstairs in, like, the game room, and we'd have music playing in the movie theater with, like, the door open so the sounds, because the subwoofers in there were, like, 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So we had awesome music going. And then girls would just start like making out and taking their top off. And you'd be like,
it's crazy, dude.
No. Like, what? Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so funny, man. It's so weird.
Girls are cool.
Dude, high school rip, man. I miss it so bad.
Especially in a mansion.
I crushed in high school.
Dude, I crushed high school so hard.
I had a six pack. I was,
man,
killing it. Leading all the school plays. I was a varsity wrestler.
I've never had fun.
Never?
But, no, high school was a nightmare.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, any crazy parties or anything?
Not really.
Did you get drunk at all?
Not until my senior year, I started drinking with the boys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it was just with the boys.
Yeah. Never fun girl stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
I take it for granted. Like, I didn't realize, like, truly how different my experience was until Euphoria came out.
Yeah.
And so many people started...
Well, that's not an accurate...
That's pretty close to my high school.
Really?
Dead serious.
That's wild.
Besides, like, the... We only had one scandal with, like, pedophile stuff where, like, a math teacher got accused of fucking this girl that was a cheerleader. But we all think that it was her lying to get him fired because she wouldn't pass him.
Dude, we had all kinds of that shit at my school.
See, we didn't have much of that. We were all just fucking each other.
We had, like, three teachers go to jail during my senior year for fucking kids.
Dude, there was a... So, I swear to God, Coach Heisel, if you're still out there, I love you. She was the girls' volleyball coach. She was so fucking gorgeous. And I think I was in eighth grade. I might have just told this story, so I feel dumb if I did, but I got in trouble. I learned how to draw My Little Pony characters really well for my little sister because she was obsessed.
Yeah.
So I could draw My Little Pony perfect, and I would draw her stuff, but I also would make flip books. My friend Andrew was German and kind of dark skinned, and he had like little small eyes, so we always called him the brown baby. So he wasn't good enough to be born the normal way. So he came out his mom's asshole. That's why he looks like shit. And then we would also call him the C word for Chinese racial slur.
Cunt.
Because he had little eyes. And it was all friends. Like, we all laughed about it.
Sick cunt.
So, yeah. So I drew him as like an Asian guy with a rice farmer hat.
Yeah.
And like a stick figure guy sucking a My Little Pony cock.
Oh my God.
And then when you open the flip book, he's like, with his big veiny My Little Pony dick. And so we're all passing it around at lunch and laughing very hard. Like, this is the funniest thing. Andrew's the brown baby. Ha ha ha. And Coach Heisel walks up. She goes, what's so funny? And my buddy Trent takes it and grabs the paper and tries to hide it. She goes, "What is that?" And she takes the paper from him and uncrumples it. And she sees the first slide with the pony dick and is like, "Oh my God." And then opens it and sees the second slide and goes, "Who drew this?" And I just like, "Bah!" You know, like, someone ratted me out. I still don't remember who, but one of them ratted me out. And like, after I laughed, they're like, so I got in trouble and I had to do on-campus suspension.
Yeah.
Coach Heisel was the teacher for on-campus suspension. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I spent 10 days or whatever just in a room, just me and her. And her telling me about widespread panic and like the bands she follows. Like,
oh, dude,
I should have tried something.
It's so weird when teachers try to be your friend, though.
I got in so much trouble.
That's me in high school.
One sec. I didn't catch this.
That was cool as hell.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks for you now.
That was a tight little piece back in the day. Nice.
And you wasted that on pussy. How dumb do you feel?
All my hottest years, I was straight. I was like, oh, what did I do?
Dude, what if you got straight again and just started losing weight?
If I had been gay back then, I would have ended up a bottom, though. That's the hottest guys always end up bottoms.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe that would have made me be in better shape, though.
I have a feeling if you lost a bunch of weight, you'd be straight again.
Yeah, you go back to loving puss.
Yeah.
Let's try it out.
I got in so much trouble in high school. This girl, I'm trying to remember her name. Courtney, maybe?
She woke up.
Yeah.
She woke up, and it was a disaster. No, we were in... you remember, like, we would hang out, like, in the cafeteria before, like, everyone would show up before school started, so, like, everyone was in the cafeteria, and she was letting people just draw whatever they wanted, like, on her arm, like, in Sharpie. Boy.
I remember chicks like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got to my turn, and I drew the most vivid picture you can imagine of a woman with her legs just like this and just like...
Are you a good artist?
Just like, no, but I knew how to draw this really well. Do you know what I mean?
Just something about it. I just had the gift.
I was just perfect. I would draw it everywhere. And then she just gave...
I would draw it everywhere.
She just gave me her arm. So I was like, all right, I'm drawing the thing. And I did the whole thing. And it was about... I was like, as soon as I finished, I was like, that might not have been a good idea. And then maybe 5 minutes later, I got pulled into the principal's office. And they were like, incredible. You're suspended forever. That was crazy. You just did that. And then I had to, like, I remember having the conversation with my dad and being like, she let me. You know what I mean? This wasn't
She loved
me.
It.
She loved it.
I remember getting sent to the, after Coach Heisel pulled me away from the table, I remember going to see Mr. Anderson, the principal. And I've already been dealing with him for a while because I'm a problem student. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mike, what's going on? I'm like, it's art. I can't express myself with art.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mike, this isn't art. I'm like, it's art.
Yeah.
And he goes,
oh no.
10 days OCS. Deal.
What's OCS?
I got on campus suspension.
We had in school suspension.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
It's the worst fucking thing.
I got it a lot. I got in trouble. I wore a man thong to school because I lost a bet. And this was the first clip. I actually have a tattoo of Gary Faust on my arm.
Teen boys are so gay,
because of this story.
It's so gay.
Well, so like one of my friends bet me. I can't even remember what the bet was, but he bet me something and I lost. No, but so I went to Spencer's. I bought a man thong that was like a leopard print one with tassels on the front. Okay. And then I wore it and then I hiked it up and I, like a little slut.
A whale tail.
Yeah, dude, whale tail. And like a fucking, like all the girls did and we talked about. And so like I'm walking around and like people are laughing and people are like, fucking Mike's wearing a thong. And then I got called in the office and Mr. Anderson was like, I heard you're wearing women's underwear. And I go, they're men's underwear. I can assure you. I bought them in the men's section. He goes, well, it's distracting people. And I was like, is it distracting you?
Oh, wow.
He got so mad. He had to deal with me a lot. That poor guy. I made his life hell. I think, so my dean of students, the 1 year I went to college, told me that in his 35 years at working at Hampton, Sydney, I was the worst student he'd ever encountered.
Put her there. Like, that's an accomplishment. Right? That's a resume builder.
That's pretty good. One and done. I did a lot of, like, we went silly stringing one time. That was the craziest one because me and my buddy Hunter get high as shit. And we're driving in his Jeep in downtown Farmville, Virginia. And we see this big group of girls and we spray them down with silly string. Like, ha, 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 so funny. And then we're driving around. We're just silly stringing all the girls' cars by the sororities, just having a good time. And then we drive out 10 minutes from there is rural wilderness, Virginia, with farm to market roads and county roads that just have numbers. So we're just driving around out there looking at cows, smoking weed. And a cop car comes blaring past us going the other way. And we're like, oh, shit. So we put the bong away after that. Like, I pour the water out the thing and then I put the bong under the seat. And then the cop ends up coming back and he pulls us over. And he doesn't give us a ticket. He doesn't arrest us. But he tells us, like, we're in trouble for silly stringing. He gets all of our information. And he's like, you caused all this damage. You're going to have to come clean these cars. Blah, 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 blah. And then he gets our information and tells the school, because it's the only thing in town is this college. And I'm already on academic and disciplinary probation for all of the dumb stuff I've done first semester. So if I get in trouble for anything, I'm expelled.
Sure.
And I forfeit my $40,000 scholarship. It's a whole big problem.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. First day, me and Hunter are supposed to go down and we get high to deal with it. And we're too high and Hunter's having a freak out. So I call the lady that's the secretary up there, Dottie. And I'm like, hey, Dottie, we're not going to make it in today. Hunter's sick. I can come in by myself, but I know Dean Klein wanted to speak to both of us.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, baby, we'll see you tomorrow. You know, like, sweet Dottie. So next day we go and we get high. Hunter's freaking out again. I'm like, we have to go. You can't be sick again. Yeah. And on the drive over to there, Hunter was like, dude, what if he thinks it's funny? And I'm like, fuck you, man. It's not going to be funny. I'm about to get expelled. Like, yeah. This sucks so bad. Just let me do the talking. Don't be a dick. We got this. So we sit down and Dean Klein is just giving us the fucking business and yelling at us. And I'm like, oh, no, this is when here he says it. And he goes, and Michael, I'll be honest with you, you would be expelled right now if I didn't think it was so goddamn funny.
Yes.
It's just like the wave of relief that went through my body. Like, oh.
Because it is so stupid. It's like, imagine like getting a kid in your office all year. He's like, this guy was drinking. This guy was like pulling his dick out of parties.
This
like,
guy destroyed like real, a piece of the stuff. Oldest working dorm in America and caused then, 15 grand of damage. Yeah.
Then the final tries. Oh, he was doing cute little silly string pranks. It's like,
silly string some girls.
It'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I pee? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to pee so
go
bad.
Pee. Okay, go pee.
I'll run. I'll run.
Piss. Don't do that. You'll hurt yourself.
Piss, piss, McGill.
Does anybody need
dude.
Anything?
No.
No, I'm good.
Can you grab that?
If you could grab me $200,000, that would be fantastic. Man, that's wild. Did you do college?
I went for a semester.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
University of Tennessee.
Ooh, the big one? The big orange one?
Mm-hmm.
Main campus?
I did.
What city is that? Knoxville?
Knoxville, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have a key to the physics department.
Whoa!
I don't know if it works still.
Let's go try.
I would love to.
Let's go do physics.
I would love to, yeah.
Let's go do physics in Knoxville. I've got a cousin that lives in Knox Vegas. He's a rapper. Shout out P. Krabby.
What is Knox Vegas?
It's Knoxville.
Okay.
But cool.
Yeah, people, I've heard that before.
You've heard Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas, Knox Vegas. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. None of them have anything to do with Vegas.
No, but they're party cities like Vegas.
Knoxville's not a party city.
For children.
It is for children.
Yeah.
Very true.
If you are 18 to 22, it sure is.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were at a college bar?
Oof. It's been a minute. I walked into one for a sports thing some point during the season this year and was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate all of you.
It's children.
They are. That's why I don't understand how people even fuck them. It's like, these are kids. I can't even listen to it talk.
Oh, I get that part, but. Come on, it was a joke.
I get that part.
God damn it, dude. Nothing's going right. Nothing's going right, dude. What am I going to do?
Well, you should go sign up for this open mic that's happening outside.
Is there an open mic? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what's happening right
now.
We could record it.
Hey, listen.
God,
it'd
be so fun to stream that in your life.
Hey, listen. Come to the Creaking Cave. Shows every night.
Mics every night. I'm here almost every night.
I did the mic yesterday.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was the first time I've done an open mic in a long time.
How'd it feel?
I had a good time.
I kind of like them.
Mm-hmm.
I like them when I have something I want to work on.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a good crowd.
Yeah, when there's a good crowd, they fucking rip. It might as well be a show. But, and some of the shows, I mean, sometimes. There's been like a decline in the quality of shows.
We're also spoiled because some of the mics here are so good that it's like it doesn't exist in other places that mics are as good as they are here.
Yeah.
Especially the Creaking Cave, like the Sunday one.
Yeah.
We'll be packed out. Banana Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, dude, Banana Phone.
Banana Phone.
It's the best place in America.
Yeah. But that's a whole different thing. That's not even really a mic.
No.
No. No.
It is cool. I mean, there's probably in the 40 of them I've gone to, there's probably been at least five that I've seen where the people's minute was so good they didn't get heckled.
That's cool.
And that's fucking fun to watch.
Yeah.
When you got somebody that's so unique and interesting that like the bell rings and no one even cares.
Yeah.
They're like, keep fucking saying your shit.
Yeah, it's a wildly good show.
But I mean, like that girl that fucking came up with her guitar and computer, just getting lambasted.
Was I there for that? I don't think I was there for
that. Oh, man. It's one of the greatest moments in the history of Creek in the Cave. This girl was in town with her family from India, or maybe London, but they were Indian. Okay. But it was 9 or 10 Indian people, full accent, didn't speak a lot of English, Indian people. And she had signed up for the mic because it was her last day in America. And to her discredit, this dumb bitch sat through an hour of Banana Phone watching people call up, do a minute, and then get heckled after their minute, and still sat over on the side thinking that she was going to get special treatment. So she goes up there, and either, we could never figure out if it was her boyfriend or her brother, but they were very close. He comes up and he sets up like her laptop for her, and then she gets her acoustic guitar and she starts to play like a shitty Taylor Swift cover.
Oh, no.
And man, it like it, people are like chomping at the bit, and then the bell rings. Ooh. And then they're just emaciating this poor girl. Yeah. And it's about her talent and it's racist.
They were making her skinny.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, like, there was no meat left on the bone after they were done with it. It was just, she was destroyed, and her family got mad and her boyfriend brother got mad and they like stormed out and left. And it was just like, that's so funny.
Was she madder than they smelled bad?
I would say twice as mad as smell bad.
Okay.
No, they didn't smell like anything in particular.
No, I know. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, I work at a place that shall not be named because I don't want them to get in trouble with this, but
yeah.
We did a New Year's Eve just a couple days ago. We did a Bollywood night. Indian DJ, she was great. It was really fun music, but everybody was Indian there.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this will be fun, you know, like no biggie. We were all kind of giggling a little bit beforehand, like whatever, it's stinky.
Yeah.
And then for the first hour of the night, everybody, there's like 100 people there, and they were all awkward and weird because it's early. And so they all sat at the edge of the room.
Yeah.
Just a room full of accountants.
Yeah, just sixth grade dance.
And guys here
doing valedictorians only. Yeah.
And then some about like about the third drink, everybody got in, the room started filling out, and the jackets started coming off. The suits started coming off. Mm. And the arms started going in the air. And like we weren't joking. None of us were like trying to be like
shitty.
Like, isn't this hilarious? We were all like genuinely like had to take turns going outside to get some air. They opened all the windows in the club and everything. It was,
that's why the windows were open.
It was, I mean, like,
I have a theory wild. I have a theory that that's why their population is so high.
Because of their pheromones coming out?
Because their pheromones. They don't mask it the way that we do in the West. Maybe. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to smell.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Do they have condoms?
They can't.
Could be.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I think that their population is so big because there's more of them.
That's math. That's math. You can't argue with science.
Some people call me a genius.
I truly hated that.
Was there supposed to be a theme for this?
No. There's not.
I came into this with no information.
No, that's the show.
Okay,
the show is and I get high so and then I'm social it. With my
so
friends.
I'm
yeah,
nailing it.
Yeah.
And I'm grumpy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Darian, why are you grumpy?
No, I'm not grumpy. I'm just saying that's my general demeanor.
Yeah.
You were the sass master.
Yeah.
The last location, and you would just lambast people for their opinions.
Not really.
Good use of lambast. Yeah. I'm Thank impressed
you.
By that.
Thank you.
Lambast.
Needs to be in the lexicon a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
It's important to use good words.
Well, now you lost me.
Like, good.
Wow.
Without being sesquicapedalian.
No, your verbosity blew me away, brother. That was literally.
Oh, Jesus. Scott's impressed by my diction.
He's being too verbose.
And just his diction.
Yeah, nothing else is not very impressive.
You turn any straight comics since you've been here?
I don't kiss and tell.
We didn't ask if you kissed them. We asked if you fucked them.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me
you
who
fuck
it
any
is.
Of our straight friends, Scott.
I don't
who do we need to respect less?
I don't spit in your mouth and tell.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I know who that is. Wait, you fucked a girl? It would be so funny if the
Not
straight
anymore.
Comic that you fucked was a girl here.
He's on a journey.
Whoa. That's so funny. We yeah, that's you don't really see very many female to male trans comics.
Well, yeah, I think there's something about going on testosterone that makes you realize, like, yeah, I've got options. Have you ever heard that study? It's like my favorite thing is there's just this wild percentage of women that transition to become men when they start taking testosterone for the first time. They all kind of unanimously report this sensation of finally being able to think clearly for the first time. It's so funny. And a lot of these people feel bad. They're like, I don't want it to be true, but that's incredible. I feel like I've been crazy my whole life and now I'm fine. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
I said this to Darren the other day that it's incredible that scientists cured woman.
It is a perfect society with Adam.
Like if you're afflicted by the disease of woman, have you tried testosterone?
I think about that. I think about that a lot. Like, gay men and women are allies, but sort of
in their 20s.
It's contentious.
When a gay man hits his 30s, it's like, I'm done with these.
That's awesome. What I don't understand is from the women's perspective, I could think of nothing more frightening than a man who has absolutely no use for you. Could you imagine how quick, if we all woke up gay tomorrow, could you imagine how fast the genocide of the entire women race would be?
No, the fat ones would stay because they learned how to hold a conversation.
Right? Listen, I tried this on stage. It doesn't get anything. Yeah. People think I'm calling for genocide.
Because I'm the same way. It's just like, look, I'd date women if they could fucking finish a story.
It is wild. That they don't ever work on that at all. Like, yeah. I very rarely meet women who have ever taken into account being better at small talk.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll tell you where I think women get it wrong with men. Because I like flirting with straight guys. I flirt with all of my friends. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. I like that it makes some of them uncomfortable.
Very funny.
I like that it's flattering to some of them.
Yeah.
But I've realized that...
Well, most of them don't get anything, so it's nice.
Well, that's my point, is like, attention. Women don't give men the kind of attention they expect from men, which is like adoration and like a little bit of worship for your beauty, desire, like all those things that men give to women are things that men want for themselves as well.
Yeah.
Because that's how men are. I'm showing you what would be valuable to me. That's how I show
look,
you that
you dumb
I like
bitch,
you.
I'll show you how to love me.
And they don't. Women, you know, women.
Justin got it. That's my fucking boy.
I'll show you that.
It's a real tough sell after calling him a dumb bitch.
Well, I wouldn't have to spell it out. Yeah.
Listen, but, you dumb bitch, I love you.
Men are way
more
likely.
Call me fat and say you love me too.
Men are way more likely to, you know, compliment a woman's looks and tell her that she's cool and special and make her feel good about herself. There's not so much of a reciprocation there for straight men. They don't get, oh, you're looking good. Oh,
great. I had one really hot girl tell me that I had nice forearms, and I roll up all of my hoodies because of it.
I go out, and if I give a straight man a specific compliment, like, you have really pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Or like, your mouth.
Thank you.
There's something about your mouth. It's so rare.
It's something about your mouth. It's just like if my dick was in it.
My penis.
There's something about it.
I remember
I'm gonna start saying this to women. There's something about your mouth. Like if my whole cock was in your mouth.
I told a straight friend. I was like,
I don't know what it is.
I was like, dude, you have like really beautiful, picturesque hands. Like you, like long, elegant fingers. Like
good work.
If I was a sculptor, I would sculpt your hands. Like,
thank
those
you.
Are pretty.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's not very necessarily
nice.
Sexual, but like I
I'd
saw
sculpt
that.
Your mouth and put my dick in.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is about your mouth that my dick wants to go in it.
You keep playing this game. I'm going to teach you what happened. Oh, whoa. Whoa. Don't pretend we didn't just make out, you little stinker.
What?
New Year's Eve, baby.
Darian.
We did not make out.
I felt tongue.
What?
Whoa.
You're out of your mind.
Whoa.
I gave him a little smooch for the New Year's.
Oh, little smooch.
So you didn't kiss and tell. Well, here you are kissing and telling.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to that?
All right. I don't suck dick and tell. You're safe.
I gave him a little smooch on the way out of a little
smooch
sunset.
On my butthole.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was not on his rectum. It was on his it was on his
rectum. Damn near killed him. Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining.
No, I'll be honest with you. I thought I'd try it on for size, and I'll be honest, it doesn't fit.
A little loose. I'm a 32 wide.
No, I...
Have you kissed a man?
Yeah. Mitch Burrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my doppelganger?
Yeah, at a party in L.A. We were at the Southland Comedy Festival. And I had eaten so many Xanax and sniffed so much cocaine.
Do you eat Xanax?
The way I do.
Okay. With a fork and a knife.
I've never heard anybody go like, I ate a bunch of Advil last
night. This guy will eat a Xanax steak.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was during the peak of my Xanax addiction. I was a huge fan.
Zanny.
So I'm there at the party. One just funny thing that happened at the party is a very awesome comedian was coming in. And he was just there for the last night. So the producer of the festival is welcoming him to the festival and saying, hey, and I'm working the festival. Mm-hmm. So he goes, Mike, will you give him a bag? And I didn't know he meant the merch bag.
Oh, no.
So I had this comedian who's just getting to the festival.
Oh, no.
I bought an eight ball.
What festival is this?
Southland Comedy
That's
Festival.
That's so crazy. Good.
And the comedian doesn't do cocaine. It was Stephen Ajay. He's like a very awesome guy that has like the best
I Eddie love Murphy working impressions. At a comedy festival and somebody going like, make sure he gets $300 cash.
Well, but so they're like, oh, will you hand him the bag? I thought, like, let him go do a bump. So then I pull out a fat sack of cocaine. That's I'm like, wild. Here you go. Good to meet you. And the producer goes, dude, the swag bag. And I'm like,
you're right. Sorry.
This is prop cocaine. That was a joke. Here's
you want cocaine? Here's a Toblerone.
Yeah. Here's a shirt that you're never going to wear again.
Toblerone's so funny.
But so then
I love Toblerone, dude.
They're great.
Little triangle chocolates? Why not?
I'd do Toblerone over Coke any day of the week.
That's I don't know about that.
But so then we're at this after party, and now I'm all yacked out and just in crazy mode. And there's a really awesome Matt Masisco is a great photographer out there, and he's going around taking photos. And I'm like, I'd love to get a photo from him. And I'm sitting with Mitch talking on a bench, and he goes, take a photo. And the Mitch goes, kiss me, it'll be funny. So I was like, oh, that will be funny.
I've heard this one before.
So I kiss Mitch for the photo. And I remember when I kissed him, I was like, this will be funny. And I was like, dude face is so much bigger than girl face.
It's pretty wide.
Like Mitch is a big guy.
He's a big boy.
And his mustache, it was like, oh, I hate all of this. So in the picture, you could see just like my eyes like.
Coincidentally,
it's funny because that's my go-to move is like, wouldn't it be hilarious?
Well, I was about to say the only pickup line that's ever worked for me is, fuck me, wouldn't it be hilarious?
It wouldn't be so funny if we all just like maybe touched our penises together. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think the three of us could. We don't have the clearance. if we did, no one would see it.
Yeah, it'd just be completely in secret.
Who do you think has the biggest dick?
Ooh, I think I might.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe you do. Okay. Yeah.
That's not bragging. I just hear a lot of feedback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good so for you, cool. buddy.
Damn, that rules.
Good for you, buddy.
Oh, hey, you guys might know this. I got a pretty fun Eskimo brother.
Who?
Tim Dillon.
No way. That is a fun Rave Eskimo reviews. Brother.
That is so predictable.
Rave reviews.
That is pretty cool. My coolest Eskimo brother is Rob Kardashian.
Who?
Yeah.
Mine's Tom Brady.
Are you guys both fucked Kim?
Yeah, no.
Mine's Tom Brady. We both fucked his kid.
Nice.
Work with you anytime, Tom. You let me know.
Love to open for you.
Yeah, would love to open for Tom Brady.
Someone made that AI of him doing stand up, and it was not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, AI is coming for us all. Dude.
Yeah, buddy, I'm ready. Gun in my mouth.
As soon as Tom Brady is funny,
I had to divorce my wife because you know me. I need my balls deflated.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it, guys. That was great. You guys loved it.
You know sports stuff. That's
cool. You guys think I'm funny, right?
Yeah. I did. Previously, I did.
That's my favorite way to kill a green.
That joke?
Is a lull. You guys think I'm funny, right? It's so fun.
My new one, I got this from Dan Piteski because he heard it from a club owner somewhere. He was on the road somewhere. And it's my favorite thing is when somebody really crushes, as soon as they get off, you go, where do you think you lost him?
I do that to people too.
I love that.
It's so funny.
Like
really fucking destroyed.
It's so funny.
I pulled it on Candace when we were at Maverick's show at JT's house down in Bernie, the Nobody Cares show. Shout out, great fucking show. So Candace murdered.
Of course.
I mean, just absolutely fucking. I mean, I've seen her kill plenty, but like she destroyed this room. It was a bunch of veterans and she ripped on them for PTSD stuff and just dug in and
somebody dropped a bucket.
She leveled the rooms. Oh, yeah, dude. So fucking hard.
She's so good. She's so good.
And then she gets off stage to walk to the back and I just lean and I go, where do you think you lost her? And she goes,
if she had an answer, that would have been.
Yeah,
I did it to Matt McCusker here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
It was the only time I felt like the night was going well after I did that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, he's so fucking funny.
Very funny.
He's so good, dude.
Dude, I love all the people that moved here. Sean Gardini's here now. He's so fucking funny.
I haven't seen him go. Yeah,
he had a set here.
Doesn't that guy work at the Olive Garden?
He had a set here where he was talking about some lady that had like massive fucking tits and he kept being like, your tits are fucking massive. And the people were like not on board with it. He's like, I didn't get it. Her tits were massive.
Guys, I'm not exaggerating them.
And LaMare's here now.
Oh yeah. You just got here.
Who's LaMare?
We were almost LaMare Lee.
I don't know him.
He and I have a 2-year streak at Skankfest going of drinking drinks out of Logan Farr's legs.
Oh, yeah. Weird. Logan Farr.
Logan lost his legs.
That guy I know.
That guy can't go very far without his legs.
No. You call him Logan Short when he takes those things off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like 4'6".
Logan near to the ground.
Yeah. He needs to get a
wheelchair.
A meme of him with Leonardo DiCaprio holding him up over the edge of the Titanic. It says, Logan near, Logan far, Logan wherever you are.
I'm thinking more Captain Jack from Forrest Gump.
Captain Jack?
Dude, what's that guy's name?
Captain Ron?
Ron, yeah.
Is it Ron?
Captain Ron? Who's that? No.
His officer that got his legs blown
Dan.
Off.
Captain Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, there it is. I'm back on Captain Ron.
It's Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. What are you wrong with you? Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
So I've never seen Forrest Gump. I haven't seen it. Oh, whatever.
It's so good.
You've seen no
it's,
movies.
It's fine. But
hold on. Forrest Gump is legitimately a great movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
I've seen pieces of it, and it just never hooked me in. And I've seen bunches of parodies of it that were funny. But
it's
so
a great fucking
in
movie.
2020, I was in Monument Valley. And there's all these signs for this part of Monument Valley where Forrest Gump filmed a bunch of stuff there, where there's a scene of him running through all of that stuff there. So I thought like, oh, I'll make a piece of content. So I get out, I wait for cars to go away, I set up my tripod, and then I film myself running down this road, and then I got the footage of it, and then I went and I posted it, and no one responded to it or said anything about it. And then I watched the clip from the movie and I ran the wrong way. So I just have a clip of me running the exact wrong direction.
We almost went by that spot in the movie in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like 200 miles away.
It's on Route 66. Yeah.
Hey.
We didn't do it. I crashed.
You didn't run?
No.
I heard about that. Sorry.
Yeah,
about
he
that.
Did a oopsie doodle.
I did.
For some reason, his body had a bunch of magnets, and so did the ground.
Is that how that worked out?
I think.
It wasn't just he's bad at bikes.
No, he was good at bikes for so many miles.
Gravity might as well be magnets.
Yeah.
For me.
You know, honestly, fuck you, science. We figured it out.
Yeah fuck
gravity's
you.
Just magnets.
Magnets. How do they work?
Well, that's that line from the
tides
ICP
go in,
song.
Tides go out.
That's that line from the
that's
ICP.
That's a Bill O'Reilly thing.
Fucking magnets. How do they work? Yeah. That's my favorite rap lyric ever.
Dude, ICP is kind of awesome.
I know.
Oh my god.
They were
Jesse
supposed
Burlingame
to be at Skankfest.
It
was half
old.
Of them.
Well, they were. He was one of them. Was there, but I thought they were supposed to like perform at Skankfest, and then it ended up not happening.
Yeah, Violent J could just make it, but Shaggy 2 Dope did not. I think that we should grab a group of us and go to a gathering of the Juggalos.
Dude, Jesse Burlingame will be our guy. San Antonio. Yeah. He's a big
fan. It's in San Antonio? Guy. Yeah, that's perfect.
It's in San Antonio? We have to go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
we have go. To go.
So I look like Juggalos out of costume already.
There's a body positivity conference happening in
it's
Austin.
It's already almost over. Oh, the one at, there's one in Austin?
There's one in Austin. Coming up in the summer that we have to go
okay.
to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go there, shirts off.
We have to go to there.
Oh, boy. Let's all get those shorts from Chubby's
yeah,
and just wear
yeah.
those.
It's my favorite yes. thing about all these body positivity conferences is it's all just for fat women.
It's
yeah.
just for women.
They don't expect us to show up yeah. and be like
I've got
what
pepperoni
about us?
Nips too, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do about
I
it?
I also have hair on my breasts. Come on, Matilda. You want to shave me?
Matilda.
Dude, there's going to be a bunch of terrible names there.
Oh, for sure.
That's the thing I don't understand about the trans community is so many of them have terrible choices in names.
Yeah. Oh, I don't understand.
John Mulaney nailed that for me, where he's just like, I feel like every trans woman's idea of a woman is just from a Far Side cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
They all have big beehive haircuts and like they're sassy.
If you wanted to be a
mean.
Dick, you could have stayed a man. Stayed.
That's so good.
I'm doing a joke right now where I end it with trans women are so annoying, I'm starting to believe that they're women.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not
right?
bad at all.
It's pretty
bad.
Funny.
Just a joke.
Speaking of jokes, you boys have anything you want to plug coming up?
January 14th, I will be in Las Vegas. No, 17th?
14th.
I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, opening for my best friend in the whole world, who is headlining
Ooh.
The world-famous Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Which
Please
one?
Give it up. Mike Eaton, everyone.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Which Wise Guys are you guys doing?
Las Vegas. I just said
no, which,
that.
Which room
the,
in Vegas?
The downtown. The arts district. Cultural arts, yeah.
Hell, dude. I put that sound system in there. I did the drywall in there.
No way.
I'm a Wise Guys comic.
That's so, yeah, because I haven't done Salt Lake yet. That's the new room that they just opened in Vegas though is fucking
fantastic.
Insane.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Ogden is really good.
Ogden's a kill box, dude. It's
really?
So fun.
How
all
big, is, how big
clubs,
is Ogden?
Ogden is like 100 seats.
Nothing.
Yeah, real small. Downtown Salt Lake has two rooms now. It's the main room is 320.
Let's go do Ogden.
They have a little room. It's an 80 seater called the Rickles Room, which is
Ooh.
So fun. They have Jordan Landing, which is like 250, I think, seater.
Listen,
so these are all like 45
so my
minutes.
My thing is, I'm
not,
worried that the Mormon community in Salt Lake will hate
see,
me.
That's the thing is, people.
Salt Lake's
the
got a great. Well, also
Salt Lake is mostly
got,
non-Mormon.
But all the people from SLC Punk are
no,
dead.
Hold on. Let me say this. This is a big thing. I've been talking about this with my brother a lot because he lives in Salt Lake and he's not Mormon. He says because of the Mormon population there and everyone who's left the church, Salt Lake has a weirdly interesting like counterculture
yeah,
that
exactly,
exists.
Yeah,
and those are the people that show up. Just like,
I have a buddy there that bakes the most incredible stuff. Shout out Pete Suval.
I love Pete Suval, dude. He's like, yeah, he's
Pete's a
sick.
Fucking man.
But Salt Lake City is where people that don't want to be Mormon in Utah go.
Bro, let's
it's like Austin. Like Texas, super conservative, super.
Yeah, we could just bring heavyweights back.
Let's three headed monster heavy sets at fucking Ogden when
no,
and
dude,
bring
let's shot. Let's do the Rickles Room downtown. It's so fun.
We'll do both.
Yeah.
Of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'll talk to Keith. He's great.
Yeah,
Keith,
that sounds
shout
like so
out
much
Keith
fun.
Stubbs, Wise Guys. He's the best.
Fuck yeah!
I'm gonna be there with Hans Kim, March 29th and 30th.
Fuck yeah!
And then the following week, I'll be doing shows with David Jolly there in the Rickles Room.
Let's go!
And then hopefully, if we can iron it out, we'll be the week after that in Vegas in one of the Vegas rooms. So.
Let's fucking go, dude!
Super
awesome!
Fun. Yeah,
hey, fun.
Perfect. Anything else you guys want to plug?
No,
Darren Irwin Comedy on Instagram.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Darren Irwin Comedy. What are you, Scott?
I'm Scott Fillmore Comedy.
Amazing. Fillmore.
Fill.
Fill. Two L's in Fillmore.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, yep. That's the show. You did it. You watched it. Congratulations.
Crazy.
Your life's better now.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.